Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman. Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was quite an experience to have a break, and I'd just like to welcome everybody back. If you listened to the show last week and it sounded familiar, it's because we had a replay that we aired, and so that was just kind of fun to do that and get the night off. But I would like to say that if you are a regular listener, thank you for that. And if this is your first time tuning in with me, then I hope that we can inspire you to be able to make health a priority in your life. It's just so important to be able to take those healthy steps. And my desire is to help you live the life that you were designed to live. And no matter what your health challenge might be, you were designed to live an extraordinary life, and there is a path to a very vibrant life, actually. And so my goal is to help equip you by giving you the tools to restore you to a better you. So this is kind of a fun night tonight because I have a guest on the show, and I've got Christine Nishimura. And she and I met, it's been a couple years ago now, and we were both actually set up sharing something very passionate to us. I was sharing the health program that I coach, and she was sharing her essential oils. And one of the reasons why I call this show Path Changers is because a long life, sometimes you just come across something that just changes the whole direction from where you were headed to a whole new way. And that's what's happened to both of us. And so I would like to introduce Christine. Hello. And
hello, Sandy.
Thank you so much for being able to join me tonight. I know very little about essential oils, but what I do know is that if I end up getting congestion, I know that I can breathe peppermint oil, and I know it clears me right up. And there's just something about it that I know that it's going to work for me, and it usually does. So That's kind of cracked the door to me being open to essential oils, because I know I've heard people say, you know, it's kind of just like a placebo type thing, but I really do think that there's a whole lot to it, and I'm excited to learn from you tonight and hear what you have to say. And I was hoping that you would be able to start by sharing with our listeners your path of being able to do what you do today.
Absolutely. You know, when I first got started over 4 years ago, almost five now, I was not a very healthy person. I suffered from migraines for years and years. I had I'd normally get a migraine at least twice a month, and I was on prescriptions for them. I had one that I had to take every day to prevent. I had one that I had to take when I got a migraine, and then I'd also have to take, if that didn't work, I'd go to the doctor's office, and they'd have to give me a shot. And then I'd go home and take a nap, and hopefully I'd get rid of my migraine. Well, I did that for, 3 years, over 3 years. I had that same cycle over and over and over again. And it was something that I just thought, you know, I'm going to have to live with this. You mm-hmm. know, this is just how my life is going to be, and I'm just going to have to deal with it. And I went down, me and my husband went down to Auburn, Alabama to visit with my aunt. And for some odd reason, don't ask me why, I forgot my migraine medicine. And, well, of course, I start getting a migraine because I didn't have anything on me. And I was like, you know, we're going to have to drive back to Coleman, Alabama, which is about 3 hours away, to go get my migraine medicine. And, you know, it's going to ruin my trip visiting with my family. And my aunt is this super healthy lady. She's great. She cracks me up because she is so healthy. And she was like, wait. She said, I have something for you. You need to try this. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, my gosh, my migraine. And, like, my head is killing me.
Yeah, I don't need like, this right now.
I can't deal with this. And she's like, no. She said, I've got oils. And I'm thinking, olive oil? Like, what? I had never heard of essential oils before. So I'm over here sitting, okay, what is she going to put on me? Well, she pulls out these tiny bottles, and she starts rubbing them on the temples of my head, the back of my neck, and she just kind of massages them in. And she has this big, giant rug, and me and my husband are sitting down, and she's just making me smell all of these oils. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, okay, you know, that smells good, you know, whatever. I just forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And about 5 minutes goes by, and she turns to me, and she's like, how's your head? And my migraine was completely gone. Like,
wow.
Gone. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I need some of this stuff. So that's when it's like something clicked in my head. It's like, I don't have to live like this. There's other alternatives, natural alternatives, that do not have side effects, that are going to support your body, that I can use. And that's what led to my essential oil addiction, is what I call it. But it's a good addiction.
It's
a good addiction.
It's a great addiction. So since you got started on your journey, have you experienced migraines along the way?
I have had a few starts of migraines, mm-hmm. but they have never gotten full blown. I always have my oils on me, and I always have a tool that I can use. As soon as I start to feel something coming on, I apply them, and normally I'm good to go. If not, I mean, there's times to where I do have to apply it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't gone back to the doctor to get a shot for them. So,
that's excellent.
And I'm off of my prescriptions, so.
Woohoo! Yeah.
That's even better.
That's so good. I don't know, there's somebody very near and dear to me that was dealing with depression-type issues, too, and sleep issues, and I sent her your way, and I know that was basically sold to on the lavender mm-hmm. oil for being able to calm down and relax and,
yes.
and sleep a lot easier.
Yes.
So.
It is so, so good for calming and just soothing your body, soothing your mind. Yes.
So one of the things that we talked a little bit about before we hopped on the air tonight was about this cold and flu season.
Yes.
And you said that you had a little bit of a bout with the flu.
I did. It had me down for about 3 days.
Okay.
Which I was told that I'd be down for at least 5 days.
Yeah.
And so I was using my arsenal at home, my oil arsenal at home. And I was making sure that I was oiled up and that I kicked my D3 levels up and... I was taking my echinacea and just supporting my body,
mm-hmm.
giving my body the tools that it needed to heal itself.
Yeah.
Because your body is very, very smart.
Our bodies, they're it's amazing, and they do something really well when they're given what they
mm-hmm.
need, and that's heal.
Yes.
It's so true. Well, one of the things that we had talked about is I was telling her one of my theories is that we spend October... Because even though Halloween is October 31st, the candy's on the shelf long before that. But people are eating candy October, November, December. It's like sugar, sweets, portions are out of control,
mm-hmm.
drinking, staying up late, the stress of the money. I mean, the whole shebang. And then it's just automatically flu season. So we were kind of giggling, thinking, how great would it be if we could just shift those months of the holidays and put it through the test and just see if we shifted the holidays to February, March, and April would flu season set in May and June? It would just be an interesting little thing.
Oh, yes. And I think it would end up on those months, too.
Yeah, yeah, because it is. All that behavior really does tax our system.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the other things that I personally am interested in learning more about, because I also know that in the lifestyle program that I coach, is being able to, it's all about long-term health.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the scale, it's not just the pant size, it's the long-term health. And one of the things that really affects our inflammation are these outside contributors, such as chemicals and just things in our environment. And I'm kind of excited to learn a little bit more about how I can clean with essential oils to where it's just going to be a lot more chemical-free.
Yes. And I actually am a big homemade recipe maker for my homemade cleaners. I do a lot of homemade cleaners. And you want to make sure that you have good natural cleaners at home, because the chemical-filled ones, you know, they do exactly what they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the bottle, they say, I kill 99.9% of bacteria. They do that.
Yeah.
Good and bad bacteria. You know, the good bacteria that fights off the bad bacteria, it's killing it too.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you have the natural cleaners, and you can do that with essential oils because they are very, very powerful to clean with. Some of my favorites to use are the citrus oils like lemon, lime, wild orange, any of those. Plus, they smell great, too.
Yeah, I can imagine. I bet.
Yes. And then you can mix them with a few key ingredients like vinegar, even just adding vinegar and water and a few drops of essential oils.
Nice.
I make a homemade cleaner with, it's a fourth of a cup of vinegar and in a 16-ounce bottle. About 20 drops of whatever kind of citrus oil, and then fill the rest with water, and that's my all-purpose cleaner.
Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Path Changers, Habits of Health Talk, and this is Sandy sitting here with Christine talking about essential oils. We'll see you back after the break.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You heard? Mothers Helping Mothers is hosting its fourth annual MHM Community Expo. Come see us Saturday, March 4th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Coleman Civic Center, 510 5th Street Southwest. We have over 60 booths this year, including some of your favorite returning vendors and many new vendors. We will have the famous Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue to satisfy your appetite, cotton candy, and balloon animals for the kids. The 40 Ultrasound Lady is offering scans on site. An Angel's Touch Therapeutic Massage is giving free massages, and so much more. We have a few helpful information booths, including Fancher Education Center, Coleman Family Counseling, and Child Passenger Safety Technician Lindsay Dilworth. Find a full list of vendors at facebook.com/MHM Community. Everyone is invited. Bring a friend or bring the whole family. You don't want to miss this event, so save the date. Saturday, March 4th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Pullman Civic Center. We can't wait to see you there. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MHM Community. There you will find lots of information, including the link to our event and closed group. Our 2017 MHM Expo is sponsored by Fancher Education Center and Coleman Family Counseling.
Are you military, a healthcare professional, a police officer, a firefighter, or maybe even a teacher? Are you considering buying, selling, or refinancing a home? Homes for Heroes is a nationally recognized program that gives back to those who serve others. It provides discounted realtor and lender fees, resulting in thousands of dollars in savings. Contact Willow Bend Mortgage, 734-6012, or go to homesforheroes.com. Again, that's 734-6012, or go to homesforheroes.com. Willow Bend Mortgage is a proud affiliate of the Homes for Heroes program, NMLS number 1220361, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, welcome back. I'm here with Christine Nishimura, and we're talking about essential oils, and she has been having these in her life for about 4 years now, and she's very fluent in the language of essential oils, and it's just definitely helped her create a more healthy environment for her own body and her own home and her own her whole life. And so, Christine, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind sharing, because for one, I'm not really even sure, and for our listeners out there who may have some questions, but can you tell us some of the different ways that you can use these essential oils? I mean, the bottles are really cute, but how
can you
use
them?
Yeah, how do you use them?
You don't just stick them up on a shelf and let them look cute. You do have to use these. One of the first ways is by diffusing oils, diffusing them aromatically, applying them to the palm of your hands, rubbing them together, and then cuffing them over your mouth, breathing in deeply. And then another way is topical use, and I'd like to go in, touch on a little bit of these, tell you how you can use them and why you want to use them these ways.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Diffusing oils on a daily basis, you're supporting your body's immune system, you're supporting your emotions and your mind. Essential oils can cleanse and purify the air, providing extra protection when seasonal threats are high. So especially right now when everybody seems to be coming down with the yuck, is what I call it. You want to make sure that you have your diffuser running with citrus oils. They're some of my favorites to use because they are immune-boosting and they are energy-boosting and they're mood-enhancing. They lift your mood. They make you a little bit more positive.
Nice.
So, you know, for
that
kids, yeah, throw that in your diffusers in your kids' rooms and help them get in a little better mood. And but diffusion does, it stimulates the organs of your immune system by boosting the production of the various immune-boosting cells, and it encourages your body to flush out toxins. It'll also help ease stress, and support the adrenal system, both of which are really important for your immune system. Again, you know, citrus oils are great. Cinnamon is great to help with your immune system. Melaleuca, or also known as tea tree.
Okay.
Doesn't really smell the best, but it's really, really good for your immune system. Also, eucalyptus is really, really good for your respiratory system. Diffusion will support your respiratory system for sure. Okay. Open up your airways, make it easier for you to breathe. I always, always, always have my diffusers running in my house. I have one next to my bed, and I love to diffuse some peppermint or some spearmint, and it just really helps me breathe better at night when I may be a little congested or stopped up.
One of the ones that you had mentioned to me that I haven't heard you mention just now is called On Guard.
Yes.
Okay.
That's one of the blends that I have. The company I use has came up with this blend. It's specifically for supporting your immune system and boosting your immune system. It's actually got a lot of the citrus oils, and it's got cinnamon. It's got wild orange, clove, cinnamon, eucalyptus, and rosemary. And smell this.
Baby. I need to take it with that one.
It smells so good. It smells like Christmas in a bottle.
Oh, yeah. That's really nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I like that. I feel better already.
I love it. But I'm always applying On Guard morning and night to the bottoms of my feet, which, you know, kind of brings us to the topical use of essential oils.
Okay.
You can apply them to your skin. I always suggest using a carrier oil when you apply them to your skin, even if it's just lavender. A carrier oil is like coconut oil or almond oil, grapeseed oil, like a fattier oil. It's going to dilute the oil, but it's not going to take away any of the therapeutic benefits, because some of the oils can cause sensitivities on your skin. They can cause irritations.
Is it just because of the potency of
them?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you want to just make sure that you are protecting your skin by using a carrier oil. Just swipe a carrier oil on it or add the oil to your carrier oil and then apply it. My favorite place to apply essential oils is to the bottoms of my feet. And this is because you have over 7,000 nerves in each feet, at the bottoms of each foot.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Okay, have you looked at a reflexology chart?
Yes.
And you see
I
have. How it has all of your major organs and all of your major body systems on the bottoms of your feet. Well, you have nerve receptors in the bottoms of your feet, which leads all throughout your body. So if you don't know where to put an essential oil, just swipe it on the bottoms of your feet, and it's going to get where it needs to go. Now, it's going to absorb a little bit slower, which actually works out in your interest better, because it's going to get where it needs to go very quickly once it absorbs. And if you're using a carrier oil with it, you're actually going to absorb more of that oil, because if you use it just neat, which means just without a carrier oil, just the essential oil, it's going to, the oil will evaporate, and you're not going to be able to absorb much of it. So if you use a carrier oil, it's going to absorb slower, but you're going to absorb more of the essential oil into your body.
Because it won't evaporate once
yes.
it's... Okay. Yes. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, nice. So if people are listening and they're interested in learning more, I happen to know that you have an event coming up.
Yes.
And do you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We've actually got a educational series coming up. Starting on February 26th, we've got an Introduction to Essential Oils, which gives you the very basics and some of our favorite oils that everybody should have on hand. It's going to be at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Now, this is going to be at a private home, so I don't need to announce the address.
Yeah, but they can find
but
you on Facebook.
You can find me on Facebook and just send me a message, and I'll private message you the address. Now, on the 27th, we have a great one that I think all of you mamas are going to want to get to. It is a Healthy Kids, Happy Mamas class. It's going to be at Karma's Coffee House at 5 p.m. This is on the 27th, so y'all come and hang out with us, grab a cup of coffee, and just relax, and we're going to teach you how to keep your head, your your kids healthy all throughout the year.
And keep your head, too.
And keep your head, too. Yes, yes. And then on the 28th, we've got a Symphony of the Cells workshop. This is going to teach you some protocols that you can use that's going to support the body systems. And it's going to be at 6 p.m. at Selah Therapeutic Massage.
Nice.
So all of these are here in Coleman, Alabama, and they are all free, too, which is big deal for these classes.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. And so can you tell us your Facebook page in case anybody wants to find you?
Yes. My my business Facebook page is Oily Bliss. That's OILYBLISS, if I can spell. And then you can find me just by searching my name, Christine Nishimura. There shouldn't be another one with that name. Should be just me. It's Christine, and my last name is Nishimura.
Woo! And if they can't find you, they can always come through me, and I'll be able to track you down and get you connected and get them the info you need. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing. I'm totally excited to start learning how to clean my house a lot more chemical-free. So yes. I'm excited about that. Thank you so much, and I hope you come back.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sandy.
Sure. All right. Well, if I can help you move forward anyway by helping you reach a healthy weight, reduce your inflammation or stress, or just get on the path with some healthy habits, reach out to me at ColemanCoach@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to give you a free consultation. And so next week, join me. I've got chiropractor Barbara Bentner is going to be on the show, and we're going to talk about who's got your back. We'll see you next week, and stay tuned for Big D. By the way, it's his birthday. Whoop, whoop. Have a great week.
Listening to Live 95.
You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know who perfected it. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers. The original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box. With Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich. With golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie's sweet tea, made like Mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965.